It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on courage, then and now. I just recently completed reading the book Unbroken, about a 1930s Olympic class runner who joined the service after Pearl Harbor. His B-24 bomber crashed in the Pacific, and he survived months on an inflatable raft, only to be eventually captured by the Japanese. His indomitable spirit throughout time on the raft and then during his prisoner of war experience gives rise to the title Unbroken. But my show today is not about this particular individual. What struck me in reading the book was the statistics about the prospects of returning from a bombing mission. Let's just say the odds of surviving even one mission were not good. So I want to talk about the courage that the air crews of World War II demonstrated on a daily basis. And then I want to bring things to the current day and point to the courage of the servicemen and women who put their lives on the line daily in Afghanistan and Iraq. At the end of the show, I want to share my personal observation that the youth of today are not as soft as people would claim. Tom Brokaw entitled his book about the World War II era as the greatest generation. For the men of the Army Air Corps in early World War II, the chance of surviving the obligatory 25 missions without death, injury, or imprisonment was 1 in 3. Yet nearly every day, these heroes climbed into their planes and took off, hoping to beat the odds. It is hard to imagine returning from a mission to discover that many of your barracks mates would not be coming back. Duty, honor, country were your sole motivations to continue on. But if I bring us to today, you can see that same type of courage demonstrated every day in Afghanistan and Iraq. The way we have chosen to fight the wars there, our soldiers must be highly disciplined in the ways they conduct themselves. They know that on every mission, they are targets. There is a gap in the soldier's body armor in the area of the armpit. If a soldier raises his arm to aim a rifle, this gap is exposed. The enemy targets this area, and if the round penetrates the gap, the damage done to the soldier is in the area of the heart and the spine. The result is frequently death or paralysis. Yet these heroes accept this risk and do their job in the face of great danger. I am not disputing Brokaw's title of the greatest generation, but the soldiers of today are part of the same gene pool. I know indirectly of one such soldier who was left paralyzed from the waist down from a bullet in Afghanistan. He has responded to his injury with a sense of humor and a fierce determination. Clearly, his spirit is unbroken. His community built access ramps and gardening beds at his home so that he can continue to garden from his wheelchair. His neighbors also bought him an all-terrain vehicle so that he can continue to hunt and fish. He works at a local gun manufacturing plant as a customer representative. Despite his injuries, you might say this soldier is one of the lucky ones. Many men and women returning from these wars suffer from both physical and psychological wounds. They and their families need help and support. If you know of such a person or such a family, reach out to them. Let them know you care and are grateful for what they have done and how they have served. Help them to the extent you can. Sometimes merely a kind word can make extraordinary difference. About 6 years ago, I went on a 12-day backpack in the New Mexico mountains with a dozen or so Boy Scouts ranging from 13 to 16 years of age. This was a rigorous trip at high altitude, and at no time did one of these kids ever complain or shirk his duty. They kept their senses of humor, they pitched in without being asked, and they carried their load without question. There was nothing soft about them, and they made me very proud. This is the greatest country in the world, and freedom isn't free. Generations have proven their courage in defending that freedom, and I am confident future generations will maintain that standard. On my recent flights, the airlines have allowed uniformed serviced men and women to board first and have recognized them for their service during the flight. What a great idea! Do your part to thank a serviceman or woman today. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.